Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Yep.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Marlene Levy, Dr. Marlene Levy. And it's a pleasure, as we said earlier in the program.
Thank you.
And we are talking with Randy Height, who is a social worker, an OSW. But the most important thing is she's the director of the Nancy Mark Center, Cancer Wellness Center, excuse me, at the JCC in East Hills. And the beginning of this conversation is just, this is honestly, what a thing for people.
Thank you.
Because people are always looking for something. And, you know, I fool around. My partner at work drives me to everything. I'm saying, you know, you take a test, you get some. And then my wife, I'm saying, you're just surrounded with caregivers. And it's like, it's nice to get let them have a break even.
Yes.
Because, what are you doing? How's your head today? I get texts as soon as I wake up in the morning. How's the day going to go? Today's fine. But everybody needs a break. And it's nice to talk to or listen to somebody from the outside. Because, you know, it's like, oh, wait a minute, somebody else is going through the same thing, and her husband or her wife, whatever the cancer situation is. I mean, the worst one, as I said earlier, was with my daughter. She took her 6 years to get through college. Mm. She had cancer twice in 6 years.
Wow.
And she was in Sloan for a month in isolation because they drained all her blood, you know.
Leukemia.
Yeah, she had Hodgkin's.
Yeah.
But then it came
lymphoma.
Back into her lung, lymphoma, mm-hmm. which, you know. And one thing, you know, Sloan is a wonderful place, but one complaint I did have when you're dealing with somebody and you come across Randy as a wonderful person, I sat down with the intake person the second time when she was being admitted. And she spent a lot of time in the hospital and she's fine. She has two children and third on the way. And the intake person basically said, and she's 20, says, well, honey, you know what the survival rate is for your cancer? My daughter says, no, 35%.
Oh, wow. That was an idiot.
Only 35%.
That was an idiot that spoke.
My daughter, complimentary to her, said, okay, thank you. That we're finished here. Let's go to the next appointment. And she got up and we walked out.
Wonderful.
And we were just signing in. I'm saying, what a woman. I mean, my daughter is, but I said, why would you say that to somebody?
Ignorance.
100%.
Yeah. Totally.
Just
ignorance.
As, honey, this is going to be rough, but you'll get through it, and yada, yada, yada.
Ignorance. They don't see how powerful they are. They don't understand their words, and how dare they set somebody up like that. That's a terrible thing.
Yeah, you set them up for failure.
Terrible,
and what you have to do is constantly keep, that'll be fine. Ah, that'll go away. That'll be fine.
You wouldn't find that at the JCC with Randy.
No, 100%. That's why I'm 100%.
Never.
We have to be realistic, but we have today. And that is one of the things that we worked so hard at relaying to everybody. Nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know. You know, I use a tsunami as an example often. It's like those people on the beach never woke up saying, oh, I'm going to die from a tsunami today.
Right.
We don't know. So you might be that 35%.
100%.
And, you know, we have a gentleman in the group who is a pancreatic cancer survivor for 10 years.
And which is very unusual.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. 4% or 6% of people survive this. He's one of them. If we kept on saying to him, oh, do you know what your percentage of, you know, having died from this is?
Yeah, pancreatic. As soon as you hear it, you're like, oh, boy, that person's
exactly.
gone.
Exactly. So your mindset is completely gone, and you can't fight with that. You have to be able to work mentally, physically, spiritually, nutritionally, all of those things. You have to be able to have it in the most positive way so you can battle this disease.
And you have a nutrition program?
We have a program, yes. We have two, actually, that we do with St. Francis Cancer Institute, which is across the way in 2200 Northern Boulevard. And there,
oh, that's right. You're right next to that. I forgot that building, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And their dietitians come in. We're in the throes of one now for women with breast or gynecological cancers. And it's 45 minutes of instruction from the dietitians and 45 minutes of exercise. And it's a 12-week class. So women come in and they learn from soup to nuts how to read a label, how to understand what foods cause inflammation, which foods balance your body, which foods you should eat when you're in treatment, which ones you shouldn't be eating when you're in treatment. And then we, the culmination is usually at a local supermarket. So they're given a tour. People go on a tour to be able to actually see the packages with the labels and understand what are things that are really healthy and going to promote wellness in your body versus those things that may taste good but aren't necessarily as good for you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
To take them shopping. Because
you
know, when you read the label, it looks tremendous. Mm-hmm. Some of these snacks, and it's like it's all just filled with garbage.
Garbage, yeah. And that's one of the things that we hope to teach people is to give them tools. So as a cancer survivor, you feel like you have very little control, right? This disease is taking over your body. I'm going to the doctors. Constantly in medical appointments. So what can you control?
Right.
You can control your mindset as best you can. Sometimes you need some support in doing that. You can control what you put into your body, and you can control if you move. And it doesn't have to be coming to Sid Jacobson, JCC, to exercise. You can do it at home. If you're not feeling well, walk around your home for 10 minutes. Everybody should be exercising, whether you're well or whether you're not well. Exercise should be part of your daily routine. So if you're gardening, that's exercise. If you're carrying your laundry baskets, that's part of exercise.
Right.
You have to be moving. And then you can sit down. If you want to take a little rest, you do that.
Right, I understand. Anybody could go to JCC for this program, but the one listening that should be there is the person that does sit down and say, oh, poor me.
Yes.
They got to get up. I mean, other people go back. You wouldn't know somebody's sick. But there's others, you know, they almost have written across them, I'm a victim, you know. And that's the person that needs to wake up, because you're right. You get hit by the bus crossing the street.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, you're worrying about, you know, when your next treatment is or whatever they're going to happen.
Exactly.
And it's a mindset, because some people can't do it. It's very difficult. But when you have support that's continual.
That's
I didn't
right.
realize it was weekly. I brushed through it. I said, you know what? You look for the stuff that it attracts to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, a program like that is tremendous.
Yeah, we're open all year round.
Right.
People have asked if we close in the summer, the program. No. We really try to support people all the time. And so, therefore, we are open when the JCC is open. And as I said, we don't typically ask people to leave the agency or the program. But if you're getting well and you're no longer having to receive treatment, meaning exercise classes for your cancer treatment, if you have back aches or knee aches, then we'll encourage you to then go into different programming.
Right.
But I'm always there. Risa Braffman, our program coordinator, is also there. She's extremely warm and caring. And I think that people, once they pick up the phone to actually make that call, I think that's probably one of the most difficult things to do is to actually call.
To make that a little easier.
Yes.
How about you give us the number?
Okay. A great lead-in. Yes. So the number is 516-484-1545. And when they call the Sid Jacobson JCC, they can ask for either Risa Braffman or myself, Randy Height. And we will be very happy to speak with them and embrace them. And find out what exactly they want to achieve when they come. You know, we have many, many areas that people can come and partake in. We have a writing class that if people want to journal, they
Some
want
people
to
should
talk
go to that
about,
whether they have cancer or not. I mean,
yes. Yes, they can. We have, as you said, the meditation class. We have the swim class. We have a beautiful meditation and yoga class that we just extended to an hour and a half.
That's the Sunday one.
Sunday mornings.
Right.
And that is getting full. And people are doing it either on a chair or on a mat.
I got a good question, actually. Do you have to make reservations for this, or you just show up?
You register.
Oh, you register. Okay.
Okay, because the walls are only so large, and we can only hold so many people. Yes, but we try our best to have people participate in at least one class And the discussion groups are open to everybody, so we'll find larger space for that. Okay. But yes, the exercise classes, they're 12-week cycles, and we do ask that people register. But before they register for the classes, we really encourage them to pick up the phone to call and to
What's
speak
that number
with us.
Again?
That number is 516-484-1545.
Perfect.
Thank you. One other quick question. When someone's going through the chemotherapy and they're losing their hair, what would you do with the vanity and the fear and the reality of someone coming in who's losing their hair? Do you have makeup or cosmetic, anything like that to help them? What do you do in a situation like that, or don't you touch that?
Well, we deal with the emotional aspects.
Right.
So somebody can come in with having either losing their hair, lost their hair. I have many referral resources that when people call, have wig people and beauty salons that will help and give massages and all those wonderful
You have all
things.
That information to give to people?
Yes.
Just you're like a one-stop shopping. They can go to you and they can find out this. I can help me with my mind. I can help me with my makeup. I can help me with my hair. I can help me with everything. Then.
Yep.
That's what you're saying.
Yep.
They may not have to go specifically into your facility, but you're going to be there to help them the whole gamut.
Navigate, exactly.
Oh, navigate. That's amazing.
And that refer them out to the community.
Give that number again, Randy. Give that number again. And people, please take this number.
Also, but this is all you got to do is call 311. Because anything you're giving out is at 311. So if you don't have a pen and you're in your car listening, just call 311 this afternoon and they will give you Randy's phone number, which is 516-484-1545.
Exactly.
But we have it at 311 for that purpose.
Wonderful.
And that's... That's basically a wrap. I have to compliment Christina. Christina always brings people on the show, and I call it they own their job. You know, it's not a job like, okay, I need to get paid, so I'll accept this. And Randy, you're coming across like this is your life,
this
which
is
the
my
most
life.
Honestly, that's the person you want to run these kind of organizations. Not somebody who says, okay, I got to go in today to get paid. You know, you're going in and creating all this stuff. And honestly, I understand it, how many people you're helping with doing what you're doing. So I want to thank you personally.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And that's it. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.